Hey friends, this is Christina Danielle of thechristinadanielle.com. I am a mom, a godpreneur, an author, a speaker, and always most importantly, a real person. Welcome to my world, and welcome to this episode. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, first and foremost. This is Mother's Day weekend 2019, and I want to make sure that I acknowledge each and every mom, stepmom, like a mom that's out there. Thank you for all that you do. Today is May 11th, 2019, and interestingly enough, I didn't plan on recording this episode today, but I'm sitting here in my car as my son is at practice. And I felt the need to record this episode for Mother's Day. It was going to come a little later, but you know me. As my spirit moves, so shall I. On May 11th, 1999, I actually lost my mom. I was 15 at the time. It was and still is very difficult. So if anyone is listening to this and you've lost your mom at any point in time in your life, please know that I'm right there with you, loving on you, praying with you, supporting you. I know the feeling all too well. And I don't want this to be a super emotional episode. I'm not going to lie. It's very hard recording this right now. But I also know that there's other people out there struggling with the same feeling that I struggle with. And yes, I pray and I ask God to comfort me and to strengthen me. Guys, ladies, this is 20 years later. The feeling still hurts. So imagine for someone who's just lost their mom recently, or within the past 5 years, it's super hurtful for them. So I get it. And I'm encouraging you that I'm there with you. I cannot lie to you and tell you it's gonna get easier. I can't say that. I will say that you will get better, even if the feeling doesn't get easier. And here's why. Like I said, May 11th, 1999, I lost my mom. November 18th, 2000, I had my first child. I was still a child myself. I didn't understand many things. I didn't even know how to be a woman at that time. I was only 16 or 17. There's no way I could have known how to be a woman, but I had my first child. And the first thing I'm thinking to myself is, why would my mom leave me? Why would she leave me to figure this out all on my own? I don't know how to do this or that, let alone teach someone else how to do it. And then I had a girl at that. The irony that I still wasn't a woman. I still didn't understand how to be a woman. But I gave birth to a female child who eventually has to turn into a woman herself. Thankfully, God is good. Thankfully, I had a relationship with God. And so when I encourage you to have a relationship with God, please understand it is not about religion. It's not about being so super holy or super churchy. It has nothing to do with that. It is literally because I understand that my relationship with God has helped me so much in every area of my life, especially being a mom, especially raising children. And so I encourage you, parents, not just moms, to get you a really good relationship with God, regardless to your mistakes, your past, your hindrances, regardless to what people have told you, labeled you as. Please get you a good relationship with God, because He knows the truth about you, not some story that you or someone else has made up in your mind. My relationship with God has helped me greatly with raising my children. Don't get me wrong. I punched my son the other day. Why? Because he said something slick out the mouth. And if you know my son, he's good for it, right? So I don't always get along with my children. I am not always right. Of course, they're not always right. But because of my relationship with God, when I have those moments when I am so angry and frustrated at my kids, or maybe even disappointed, I know that once that feeling is over, to turn and ask God, okay, God, what was the lesson you wanted me to learn as a mom? What was the lesson you wanted me to learn as a woman? Where was I wrong? Was I wrong? I literally have these conversations with God every time I have a disagreement with my kids, because as a mom, you have to know when we are wrong. I know we don't want to hear that because we're a mom and what we say goes, but I promise you, you develop a better relationship with your kids when you literally take a moment to look at the things that you do and say and realize if it's appropriate or accurate to the situation at hand. There have been times where my kids would say something to me and I'll retaliate or go against what they say. And then when I think about it later, something they said was right. Maybe I should have paid attention. Maybe I could have handled the situation better. And this is why I say, as much as it hurts to have lost my mom, I was very dependent on my mom. I had my mom make all my decisions for me. I would totally tell people, I don't make my own decisions. That's what my mom is for. And so when God took her home, it forced me to level up and it forced me to grow up and it forced me to learn. My kids are my lessons. My kids are my best friends. My kids teach me every day, not just how to be a better mother, but how to be a better person overall. And so when I say to you, moms, don't just treat your kids as though because they're your kids, they're wrong and you're right. We really should pay attention to the lessons that we learn in situations with our kids. Like I said, the other day, I had a disagreement with my son. Now, granted, in this instance, he was wrong. But where I was wrong is because he made me so mad, I punched him in his back. And I'm not ashamed to say it. And you can go tell whoever you want on it. My kid is old enough to get punched in his back, right? But when we were done, when I walked away from that situation, I really had to analyze how I reacted rather than responded. See, I reacted off of emotion when I punched him in his back because his attitude made me mad. But when I thought about it minutes after and I said, God, was I wrong in the situation? Now, yes, you get your frustration out. That's cool or whatever. But what does that teach him? To react to every emotion that he has? And I went back to him. I said, you know what? I'll apologize to you for hitting you in your back. But let me tell you why I reacted that way. Because I was upset at what you did. And we had a conversation afterwards. Funny enough, like 15, 20 minutes later, we were laughing at something. And that's because I have developed myself as a mom to really realize the things that I do, to really think about these things, to really analyze it. And I think sometimes as parents, we don't do that because we think that just because we're the parents, they have to do what we say. And growing up in a West Indian household, that's how I grew up. Do as I say, not as I do. Yeah, that's wrong. Completely wrong. And when people ask me all the time, how are your kids so successful? How do you have such a good relationship with my kids? It's because of moments like that where I literally take the time to analyze the situation, where I ask God, where could I have been better? See, if my mom was around to this day, I probably wouldn't have been able to do that. I would have left everything up to her, let her make my decisions. I also would have been the way my mom was. And she was an amazing mom, but I don't know how my mom is as raising a teenager because she left me so soon. So I would have followed in her habits instead of creating my own. So yes, it super duper hurts to lose my mom. It super hurts for her to not see my children, to not know them and how amazing they are, how beautiful they are. For them to not have a physical relationship with her, because they definitely have a spiritual relationship with her. My mom covers us. She is our angel. But God knew best when he took her home. For one, she needed rest. My mom was going through a lot of health issues, and it was a struggle for her. And I knew it was hard. And the only reason I believe that my mom was trying to hold on was because of me. So God had to release her from holding on. God had to release her from her own pain, her own struggles. Because had she been here later on in life, I would have been so dependent on her that it probably would have made her sickness worse. So I want to thank God for releasing my mom and putting her in the best position she could be in my life, that of an angel. So if you've lost your mom, thank God for your angel. Yes, it hurts. Yes, it's painful. But thank God for your angel. And if you are a mom, thank God that he chose you. There are plenty of women out there who struggle to have children, who are praying to have children, and have the unfortunate realization that they haven't been there yet. I know a personal friend of mine who would be an amazing mom, and I'm praying that God will release her miracle baby. But for whatever reason, it's not time yet according to his will. So if you've been chosen, please know that you're chosen. You don't just end up with a child. You are chosen to be a mother. Now, in the same note, yes, we do see moms who don't realize how chosen they are. They don't realize that they've been blessed. And so they don't treat their children the way they should. And I want you to take a moment today to pray that every single woman who has given birth to a child would realize how blessed and honored they are. Not lucky, but blessed and honored. And to the woman who's out there, who has had a child and lost a child, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for your strength. I'm praying for your tenacity. I'm praying that you are encouraged. I'm praying that God would be your comfort. I could never imagine that either. I just heard a story the other day about a mom who lost her 15-year-old in a car accident. And it broke my heart. I personally have a friend who lost her child. Breaks my heart. I could never imagine losing my children. So there's a lot of different feelings around Mother's Day. It's not just about celebrating being a mom. It's also about those who have lost their mom, those who have lost their children as a mom. Please take a moment today to pray for them. Please take a moment to think about them. Because we don't know how they're feeling. But our prayers are powerful. And together, collectively, we can encourage them without them even knowing that we're doing it. So take a moment to do that today. And if you are a mom, take a moment to reevaluate how you raise your children. Are we raising kings and queens? We're not raising no Tatianas. Yes, we all love the song, bust it down, Tatiana. But let's be honest. Are you trying to raise a Tatiana who's out here showing her behind, showing off her entire body to get the approval of men? Is that what you want to raise? Or do you want to raise a queen that understands that sexy still comes in clothes? I pray that this encourages you. And again, if you're a man listening to this, share this with the mother, your wife, the aunt, the godparent, whichever lady is in your life. Share it with them. You may not just encourage someone, but you also may save a life. I love you all. Happy and blessed Mother's Day. You can always find me on thechristinadanielle.com, on Instagram, 3_123 Christina Danielle, or on Facebook as Christina Stewart. Also, don't forget, EquipQuam is coming up on June 7th, 2019. Register today at www.equippedcon.com. Love and blessings.